here on what is a very interesting Wednesday morning.
I have a terrible desire to shout into my microphone, but I know that's not going to help one way or the other. We're just, those of you who are out there listening, if the sound is really quiet, that's a problem. We were struggling with our browser is not allowing the sound out of our transmitter to be at the level we hoped it would be.
And, you know, it's just the browser, and that's why this becomes such a big, strange problem.
Yeah, and we understand that if you turn up your radio, you can hear us just fine. Or if you're listening on either one of our website click-ins, the online, I don't remember both their names, but anyway, if you go online and listen to us, you can hear it just fine. But we're just not getting out very loud. Now, it's getting out with fine quality, but it's about a quarter or a fifth of the volume that we had. When I was driving in to work this morning, it was I could hear it fine on my radio, but it was real quiet. So, crank her up.
So what else is new, Glenn? What is on your mind this week? You and Dr. Feynman are going to talk about some interesting things next hour, my understanding.
Well, I'm not sure they'll be interesting. They'll be frustrating.
Let's hope they'll be interesting.
Well, they will definitely be frustrating. That's the problem right now with our politics and our government and everything else. It's just so frustrating to figure out why people are responding the way they are. Now we're getting something very
loud. This is odd. Because that is coming through the browser.
Oh, my. So our people who are listening online didn't hear that, but we did. Our browsers spoke to us.
Well, I bet that just blew their minds out there in listener land.
Oh, my. Folks, we're really sorry, but this is local radio, and we're trying. Scott is trying. I shouldn't say we're trying. I don't know enough about computers.
You know what? I wonder.
Okay.
There's one thing. See, I don't know if this is going to disconnect us again, so stay with us.
Okay.
But I'm going to try this because I don't know if this will mean anything or if it will do anything. But I'm just going to give this a try. What have we got to lose at this point?
Sure, go for
it. Okay, but keep talking because we should still be...
Okay,
right. Let's go.
All right.
We're
getting a phone call.
All right, go ahead, caller. What's that, Bob? Turn down your radio.
Do anything.
What's that, Bob?
I'm just going to give this a try. What have we got to lose?
Sure.
Go for it. So, but keep talking because we should still be...
Okay. All right. Is your radio turned all the way up, Bob?
All right. Go ahead.
Yes.
All
right.
I know. You're all wrong and you can't hear.
Okay. I just don't know anymore.
It's interesting.
Help me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try this. We'll see what happens. So here, you're going to lose us for a minute, but we'll come right back. I promise. Okay. We're just going to try this.
Okay.
And see if this does anything.
Will this turn our...
I don't know that this
off?
Will do anything at all. But maybe it will.
All right.
So now we got to get back over here.
It certainly turned off our live radio. I just heard it shut off.
Yeah, it should have done that.
Yeah, okay. That's good, right?
Right.
Oh, that's much louder.
Is that us?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good, Glenn.
No, it doesn't.
But it got our volume up. Boy, oh boy, we're having a time now.
We're having a good time.
Are we? I don't know about that, Glenn.
All right, I'm going to go to our app and see if I can hear us okay.
Yeah, see what the app sounds like.
Yeah. All right, it'll take
Oh, my.
We're all over the place. Sounds like our transmitter has a stomach ache.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
speaking to somebody on...
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Glenn.
Oh, okay. Now I can't even get my app to work.
Well, that's terrible.
I think you did something wrong.
Are we coming through on TuneIn?
Well, our TuneIn app is able to hear you and I talking, and I could hear that in the background, but...
Okay, well, I fixed that problem. We certainly don't need that anymore.
Oh, hello. And now it got real quiet.
Well, yeah, we're back. Okay, so I think I've realized now what the issue is.
You're learning stuff.
Well, I am as a smart... It seems to be that for some reason, because, you know, when that little bit of music played, it must have played in stereo.
Okay.
And for some reason, the browser is not broadcasting in stereo.
I gotcha.
And I think that's what obviously got flipped off last night.
Okay.
And that's what's causing us to be so low. When the computer reset...
You're only getting half the...
You're only getting
volume.
Half the volume.
Is, yeah.
And it must have been set to stereo prior to this problem.
Can you adjust that?
Well, I'm gonna, if you can talk, I'm going to research it.
I will keep on
it.
Talking. All right. Yeah, I'm going to keep on talking. I'm trying to think if there's... there was something I was looking at, and I'm going to go back and open it up. Some of the stuff that I was... interested in. Let's see if I can find my... Here we are. Some of the things that we're going to... that Dr. Feynman and I are going to talk about. We're going to talk about Joe Manchin has come out and said that he's going to go along with the rest of the Democrats because they've kind of come up with a an agreement on how they're going to do the $3 trillion thing with some changes to it. So that's making a lot of the Democrats feel a lot more positive about it. I'm sure it's making the Republicans feel a lot less positive because they pretty much were stonewalling the thing. I can't remember his name. The leader of the Republican Party came out and said they will get, or the Democrats will get absolutely no votes for them. Now, I don't understand that. How can the head of either one of the parties tell people how they can or cannot vote? I always thought that when you went to Congress or Senate, that you were a free person. You had your own brains, but apparently somebody threatens you. If you do this, you won't get this or that. I don't know. So anyway, that's something I think we should look into also. But anyway, the disagreement is for the People Act, the funding of the For the People Act. We're also going to talk California's vote on the recall. Governor Newsom won quite handily, apparently. As a matter of fact, you could tell by how quickly the networks declared him the winner, or declared the recall had failed. I think it was about 11:50 when they declared it. So I was watching it, and they declared it, and so pretty soundly Newsom was held on. Also, we're going to talk about Melania Trump. She's had all sorts of interesting books written about her and statements made about her recently. Apparently, she had really no concern for the rioters, January 6th rioters, police. She didn't want to be bothered with it. They asked her if she was concerned about the civility that was shown to the police in the, you know, both the Capitol Police and also the city of Washington, D.C. police, and she basically said nope. Didn't bother at all. Not only that, but they've also found out recently that she slept through election night. Now, how you can do that, I don't know. My wife might do that, though. When I was running for office, I would imagine on election night, I don't think she looked at the returns, but both of us knew what the returns were going to be, but she didn't sleep through it. But anyway, apparently Melania Trump slept through election night, and they had to wake her up to let her know that her husband was going to be president. We're going to talk about the Texas governor. He made a statement that the reason why there's no need for abortion laws to be taken down because of rape. He said there will be no rape in Texas. Well, I don't know how in the world he's going to stop rape in Texas. They have 5,000 untested rape kits. They can't even get their rape kits tested, let alone stopping rape from going on. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have an interesting discussion. I hope it'll be interesting to you. And hopefully you will hear us on our online website as opposed to on the air, because right now we're still struggling a little bit to, well, not a little bit, we're struggling quite a bit to get our volume back up from, now from what I understand and what I heard coming into the radio station today, my radio was broadcasting the broadcast perfect. Except it was about one quarter of the volume that we normally have as I was coming to work. So if by the way, you are interested in listening to us at a higher level, go to our website, WWGH website, scroll down toward the bottom, and you'll see a button that says Listen Online. And click on that, and it's fine there. The volume is fine there, and you can listen to that. Or you can go to the TuneIn app. It's free. I know it kind of sends you a signal that you should pay for it, but you don't really have to pay for it, so go past that. Go to the TuneIn app and look up WWGH, and you can listen to us live there. And I just did that, and it's perfectly fine. The quality, everything is fine. So Scott's working his little fingers to the bone, trying to figure out what in the world he can do to get that volume up. He's got to figure a way to get into the browser and say, hey, browser, wake up. We want you to broadcast at normal levels, minorally, and get us over the air at a normal volume. And so far, not so good. I was going to also pull up another thing that I have here. When I was talking with my executive producer last night, Buddy. Buddy's my dog, by the way. When I was talking to him, he said, did you know that Trump is going to have a rally to support the rioters this weekend? I did know that. I was surprised by it, but I did know that. I don't know why you would have a rally to support the rioters, the people that caused the death of, I think, 5 or 6 people at the riot. And also one of the rioters was killed as she was trying to enter into an area that was being protected by the police, where all the senators and congresspeople were kind of taking. They were trying to hide back in this area, and it had gotten too far, and apparently this policeman had told the people they could not come break through the window or the doors, and she did, and he shot her. I think I heard him being interviewed, is they asked, did you shoot to kill? He said, well, we're taught to shoot to the mass, in other words, the body. And apparently he didn't kill her with the initial shot, but I believe she eventually bled to death. It took him a while to get her out of there. I remember watching them running frantically out of the Capitol building with her, going to on a stretcher. Anyway, we have lots of things to talk about, I guess. Did you know, by the way, the Mexico's Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional on their constitution to penalize people that have an abortion? They basically have a Roe v. Wade rule that they just upheld there. And we're trying to tear ours down. So that would be one of the things I'm sure that Dr. Feynman and I will mention again. Apparently, we've gotten more people out of Iraq, and apparently, our sound just came up quite loudly in our studios. So Scott's moving along. We're not quite sure whether we're going to get there. By the way, did you know, I didn't realize this, but I heard, if you were listening to any of the things about the 9/11, which was very disturbing to watch that over again, but I did watch the whole thing. There were 1,106 victims have never been found from 9/11. Now, you can imagine, and they told what the tonnage was of the building that fell on them. You know, I'm sure, well, you can think of about it in your own mind, but there was nothing left of 1,106 victims, that and plus the fire. But it was disturbing to watch it over again. I don't know how old you were. I was, I guess, in my 30s. No, I was in my, it was only 20 years ago, so I was in my 50s. And it was disturbing to watch again, but I had to watch it. My wife refused to watch it, but I did. Okay, apparently the polling prior to the recall, by the way, Newsom was running at 53%, as close as a week before, but the day before, I think it had jumped up to close to 60%, and that's closer to what it became at the 58% or something like that of the people in California said they didn't want him replaced. So. And I'm sure we'll hear more about that. The wrap-up will come today because it went so fast. You know, one of the things that made it go so fast, there are states that won't allow them to even count the ballots that they have prior to the 7 o'clock or whatever time they close the polls. But California allows them to count them. So they had them all counted up. So as soon as the polls closed, several of the counties announced all of the counties, I think all of the counties, announced with it within the hour, maybe it was even 50 minutes, they announced within the first hour what their write-in vote was. So, and apparently the initial... the initial statement from the people that did not win, and the one that was we're on the air. Anyway, we're going to have to turn that speaker down in the other room. But somehow or other, Scott found how to do it.
Maybe. Well, I don't know the best way to go. Does that sound cleaner to you?
Yeah. I'm going to go turn the speaker down, though, for you.
Yeah, I'll go in there and get it. Oh, man. Now we're having fun. Oh, my. All right. Let's try this now. And Glenn has changed the dial. Yeah. Get us back there, Glenn. On the right knob, go all the way down and then kind of work your way back up. There we are. Okay, now we're in a little... Hold on, let me see if I can get rid of this echo. Let's see, how does that sound? We'll give it 30 seconds, I guess.
It's better, but we still have an echo.
Huh.
There, is the echo going?
Yeah.
No, the echo is still there, I think. Is the echo still there?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, does it? Well, we don't need... Let me get rid of this. Okay, we got rid of that.
No.
The echo is gone.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It sounds good.
Oh, God, Glenn. I tell you, I nearly had a stroke here this morning. I've been working on that for 3.5 hours. I'm going to need a nap now, Glenn. I can't do anything for the rest of the day.
We only have about 20 more minutes on our show, and then you can go take a nap, but you got to go to work.
I'm going to go listen to the fruits of our labor for a second, so okay. Just talk for a few minutes.
All right. Well, I think all of you listeners should send a note to Scott telling him what a hero he is, as he's figured out how to do that. After we get off the air, I'm going to ask him how he did it. I hope he knows how he did it, because it may happen again. Who knows, right? Anyway, well, you're back. We're back. And Bob, you ought to be hearing us pretty good by now, and I hope you all didn't get shocked out of your mind when it came on real loud. Sarah, I hope you didn't drive off the road. But we're back here, and love knowing that we're back. Not that we only count on our local over-the-air signal. We do have a lot of listeners that listen to our network. As a matter of fact, I've had people listening to us from Barcelona, Spain. I think you pronounce that Barcelona instead of Barcelona. But if you're Castilian, anyway, we're back. And we're
now nobody's calling. Now that we're back. You
look exhausted.
My mic's not on. It was very tiring to sit and stare at that screen and not know what. What the problem was.
Well, you're going to have to tell me once we get off the air. I don't think the crowd needs to know, nor do I need to know right now. But you're going to have to tell me what you hit that actually got it going back.
It actually was very simple, but boy, you would have to weed your way through a lot of stuff to get
you
to it. But we have done. Now, give us a call if we sound good over the air.
Yeah, please do.
740-383-9944. You probably got a blast there.
Yeah, I hope nobody drove off the road because of it.
Yeah, because that I didn't expect it to come all of a sudden when I started messing with those buttons earlier. But you know what's sad? I had been messing with those buttons earlier, and I never touched them.
Oh.
If I touched them earlier, we would have been fine a couple hours
ago.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you guys sound clear now. It went from low to loud. I turned the radio down a little.
So is there any static in the line?
Oh, no, you're perfect now.
All right.
Now, hey, Ron, how far do you live from the station now? You were here yesterday picking up your prize.
Yeah, I live over on Silver Street.
Oh.
Silver, so you're quite a ways from the station.
A mile, maybe.
Not really. I mean, I just live right across town.
Okay, well, Silver Street goes a long way, so.
Yeah, okay, well,
yeah,
thanks,
I'm
Ron.
I'm down by the school that hangs elementary.
Yeah.
Glad we're coming in loud and clear now.
Thanks for the call. Boy, that makes us feel a lot better. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Anybody else want to report where you're listening from? I don't know where old Bob lives.
I think he said he lives south of us. I think he told me that. Fairly close. Yeah.
Really? Fairly close?
Yeah. Yep.
Or our other friend who had called in quite a few times. I think his name's Carl, Mr. Mounts.
Okay.
Are we sounding okay now? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. And, you know, it was an awful morning to begin with because
Your aim's got cold.
No, we dropped 20. We dropped 20 degrees last night.
Yes,
and that's going to affect your signal.
Yeah.
Regardless. So at my house this morning, loud or high, you really couldn't pick us up all that well.
No.
Because it just was, you know, it was.
You're a couple miles away.
Oh, about 6 miles away.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Finally, you got something
straightened out. There he is.
So now, Bob, how far do you live from the station?
Yeah, you're coming to me now.
How far do you live from the station, Bob?
About 2.5 blocks.
Yeah.
2.5 blocks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. You're coming to me now. You turn the wagon down.
Okay.
All right.
I can hear you good now.
Thanks for calling in, Bob. We appreciate that. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's good.
So what must have happened last night? I can tell you. I'll tell. It's a little more complicated how I fixed it. But what must have happened is when the power went out because of the storm last night and the computer reset, it must have turned the mono off and switched the stereo on. And we're talk, so we're a mono station.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad
we're near as I can tell, that's what happened. Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
2.5 miles south of Marion, coming in loud and clear.
Excellent.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of people thought our antenna fell off because of the rainstorm. But this was a, you know how when it rains, it pours, I guess? Well, when it rained last night, you cannot drop 20 degrees in 6 hours and not have a problem with your signal.
Okay. Well, you must have been really close to where the lightning hit because it sounded like it was hitting out your way.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just in my car, and I heard Glenn say that Trump was holding a rally Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got home, I looked up the internet. I can't find anything where he's got anything to do with this. It's a group called Look Ahead America. It's a conservative group that's going to do it. I can't even find anything in the number of articles that I'm looking at where he's even going to attend.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, good for him.
I just thought, put the correct information out there, that's all.
Yeah, I was passing on what I had heard on a television show, and that they're not always right. And I'm not always right.
That's all.
Okay, thank you very much for straightening us out.
You know what's unfortunate this morning, Glenn? I don't have time to do it now with 16 minutes left, but this morning I was going to do something during the 8 to 10 show, and I did not get a chance to do it, obviously, because of our issues this morning. So tune in tomorrow. But, I was thinking we are, and I don't want to get into this about COVID, because it's everywhere. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to tell you at this particular point. You know what's going on. It's unfortunate, but it's going on. So, but I have found, I needed a purpose, Glenn. I needed a purpose in these dire times.
Oh,
I needed a purpose, so I have created a purpose.
Okay.
And last night, I started on my purpose. I was going to start it this morning, because I want to do it with my radio friends. And so tune in tomorrow morning. That's the big pitch.
And we're going to have a purpose.
Yes, I'm going to have a purpose, and it's going to be a continual purpose. So get ready. That's all I can tell you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be big.
I know what your purpose is. You're going to ask people to bring your breakfast every
morning. Oh, no. By the way, I did get a nice... I couldn't even talk about that this morning. I was so discombobulated.
You just Facebooked a thank you.
I did Facebook a thank you. Well, you got to do that, Glenn,
yes.
Because I believe when somebody does something nice for you, you got to mention it. Not because they want to be patted on the back, but because show that in this grim, humdrum world that we live in sometimes, people do nice things.
There are good people. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that my mother always instilled in me, that there are always people that are doing good things. Even people you don't like do good stuff. So everybody should be patting each other on the back, but Boy, I'm glad we're back on the air.
Me too. I'm glad we got there before. We were really only down 3 hours.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, that's not awful.
And totally, we really weren't totally down.
No, we were
down.
Not totally down.
We were up online, but we just weren't very strong locally.
And we don't. And if you are getting static right now, by the way, I can also make this point. We had a horrible weather change last night. We went from low 90s to low 60s in about 4 hours.
Wow.
When that happens, once it gets stable today, it will come back, but it's going to have to do that. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Hey, can I put a plug in for something today?
Oh, please do.
The Garden Club of Marion, Twig Six, the hospital's having their flower sale.
Nice.
At the hospital entrance and at the med campus entrance. So we'd sure like to see you. That nice.
Are you a member of the Garden Club of Marion?
Yes, I am.
Now, early in spring, I tried to find online the garden club. I figured there was a garden club here in town because I really wanted to have a guest from your club on talking about, you know, things of that we can do to garden. So are you online?
No, we're not. Okay. But you, off air, I could give you a phone number or something.
Hey,
or,
I also have do you guys still have speakers in to the garden club?
We do.
Well, I tell you, if you ever want a speaker, because I know that you guys used to have Madge and Charlie, and I've started to grow tomatoes now, so I'd be glad to come anytime you'd want me.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, Scott, I'll see you at the store sometime, and I can hook you up. Okay?
Yeah, approach me. I'm not trying to force it down your throat, but if you ever wanted me to come speak about, you know, broadcasting things and some gardening things, I'd be more than happy to do that because I have a special place for the Garden Club because I know Charlie loved it. I know Madge loved it. And I've always been a very big supporter of the Garden Club.
And Jeff Ruth has also.
Oh, absolutely. I forgot Jeff. Absolutely, Jeff has. Okay, Jeff. Glenn's got some paper here to get the information.
Well, maybe you can just give me your name, and that way I'll get in touch with you. We don't need to put your phone on the air, but...
Okay. I'd rather not now. Let me see Scott at the store.
Okay, yeah, that would be good, and give him a number that I can reach you so I can get somebody on the air. I would love to have you guys on. Two or three times of the year.
But the sale's going on today. Give people the information again.
We've got Lavina's Mums on sale today. Lots of colors. They're nice mums and fresh. And we'll be there at both buildings till round four.
Perfect. Now, how much are the mums?
The smaller ones are 10. And we've got some for 15, and we've got some for 20.
Hey, very affordable.
At both buildings of Kroger?
No,
I'm sorry.
At the hospital.
Oh, hospital. All right, good.
Hey, good to hear from you, and I'll see you at the store.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, I love the Garden Club. I have always, and Charlie loved it. Madge Cooper loved it. Jeff Ruth has been a supporter of it. I would love to do anything in regard to help the Garden Club.
Well, I really wanted him on, but I just couldn't find any way to get a hold of anybody. I guess I should have asked you.
Well, to be honest, I don't know that I've ever been to the Garden Club, but I would be glad to go.
Yeah. I have been a gardener, I don't know, 30 years, something like that. Oh, more than that. I used to help my mom and dad plant a giant garden when dad was, he was given a plot of land by one of our parishioners as a kind of a partial payment for his salary as the minister of his church. And so I've been gardening since I was 5 years old, and I love gardening. I am terrible at it.
You know what? I do want to say this as time ticks on here. You know, 3.5 hours of live programming this morning, we essentially operated with a very low volume signal, and they kept with us.
Yeah.
That's our audience.
Yeah, that's amazing how many people called after.
Yeah, right after it came back up. So that's I appreciate that probably more than anything this morning that
Me
you
too.
Stuck with us, and we're back to normal now. It was just, you know, it's weird because you would think that a rainstorm, and I thought, well, the rainstorm could not have blown the tower over. It wasn't that hectic.
No.
But it did obviously cause a power outage over in this area somewhere.
Now, did you get hit out your way? You're probably 2 or 3 miles beyond me. Did you get hit out that way?
Not really. I mean, it
east
rained.
Side of town?
It rained.
Oh, we got hit really hard right around my house. I live on Euler. So.
Now tell people now who are coming back to the radio how you caused an accident this past week. But you're still disputing this.
No, I'm not going to dispute it at all. I'm going to go pay my fine here this week. Apparently, I was changing, you know, those lanes out there in front of Walmart. They're a little scary, especially, it was during a rushing time. I decided that I wanted to change to get over into the left turn lane. I was about three cars back from the stoplight. I did notice that the green light turn light lane light had gone on, so I thought, well, I'll just go into the Walmart parking lot instead of going down to the next light. And as I turned on my turn signals, I looked in my rearview mirror and didn't see anything, and I started to move into my left side, into the turn lane, and wham! And I was cited for, it's a term, and I don't have my ticket with me, but
bad driver.
Bad driver, yeah.
Bad driver.
And I said, you mean, I asked the policeman, I was not allowed to cross that line to go into the left turn lane? He said, yes, you are, but you have to look in your mirror and you have to turn on your turn signal. I said, I did that. He said, well, he was probably in your blind spot. I said, I have a blind spot mirror too, and there was nobody in that mirror. He talked to me through. He eventually convinced me that I was supposed to say, yeah, he must have been in my blind spot. And that's when he gave me the ticket. Maybe I shouldn't have said he was in my blind spot. I should have. But I didn't want to fight it.
Just lie. You should have just lied.
That's what I didn't want to do. I wanted to tell him what I believed, but I also didn't want to make it look like the guy that hit me because I didn't know for sure. Whether he was trying to catch that light or not, he may have been right, and I just didn't see the car coming around me. So that's what I was cited for, changing that lane.
The car coming around the bend.
Yeah, you know how those turn lanes are probably, I don't know, I went by them last night to see where I was really sitting. They're probably out there by Walmart, probably 8 car lengths long. It's pretty long out there, and I was probably in the third car area when I did start to make my change, and yeah, it's my fault. I'll admit it. I won't admit it, but I will take the blame.
You know, I was reading somewhere this morning, because you know, with Betty White still alive, she gets a lot of publicity.
How old is she?
99. Yeah. That the Golden Girls premiered, I think it was on this date, something like 35 years ago.
Oh,
I'm trying
my.
To check this out here.
September.
Well, they would have premiered yesterday, I guess. September 14th, 1985.
Okay.
So, what is that? 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that 36 years ago?
Yeah. My wife premiered a few years back, 3 days ago. It was her birthday.
It was her birthday.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah.
You know, September has been humid.
Yeah, it has.
I don't like that.
And the humid weather, even when it's cooler, it still feels a little muggy. Yeah.
It does. And people, there are so many people out right now because school's back in. The Popcorn Festival just happened. We are heading into that. You know, we've got candy corn again this year. Last year there was a run on candy corn. Now there's candy corn again.
You can eat all mine.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
What happened to Ultrusa? You know, I'm glad to hear the Garden Club's still up and running. And by the way, their sale's going on today in the parking lots of Marion General and what, I guess it was Med Center. What do they call it now across the street? The hospital across the street.
Yeah.
The outpatient facility.
I don't know what it's called.
But what happened to Ultrusa? Ultrusa used to be a big club here in Marion as well.
I think they're still active.
I haven't heard about them forever.
I think they voted on a Woman of the Year not too long ago. So, I believe. I'm not sure.
Well, you know what happened to our friends in Boston? They must have finally got bored with us.
Yeah.
It only took a month.
Yeah.
But they're bored with us now, so our friends in Boston have maybe went to bed. They won't be here tomorrow when I tell my purpose.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
You know, I can tell Terry Tackett's spending more time in the office because I start to see these little notes all over the place. But I got to hand him credit. He did get us some gift cards. I can't tell you this either because I don't want to ruin the surprise. But from some food places.
Good.
So we'll be having some giveaways not only for the Wilds and the Columbus Zoo, but we'll have some food giveaways.
And we're going to be meeting with him tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, Glenn, I was going to bring that up too. Tomorrow night we're having a little meeting here of station personnel at 7 o'clock, but it's also when I'm taping the first batch of my television series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't expect us to be on it.
Maybe.
Well, then I have to wear my sport coat.
You have to. Well, yeah, and Linda will wear her pearls and jewels and all that. Go ahead, caller.
You sound good now, sir.
Perfect, Chip.
Excellent.
Perfect. Now, we want to say again, now that the sound's up, Chip, you won Bagger of the Month?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, congratulations from all of us to you.
Yes, I'm good, sir.
Go see Chip at Kroger on the south end of town, and he'll bag your groceries. You'll have the bagger of the month.
And give him an attaboy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chip.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Marion's best bagger, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he seems like...
Well? But what do you mean, well?
Well, I was trying to think what I could say about him, because I don't know him, and I haven't...
You got to meet Chip.
I go to the Kroger on the other side of town, so...
Well, venture out.
I'll
one
do
day,
I'll do
go
that.
To the south end.
My wife won't let me do it because there's more of a crowd there.
Well, wear a mask.
Okay.
Go in and...
All right.
So you'll see Chip right off the bat.
Okay.
But you got to go after 6 at night. He works the night shift.
Okay.
6 to 10, I think.
I'm in bed by 6.
You're in bed by 6. This is not a pleasant thing.
No, I'm not in bed.
All right. Phone lines are open. We can probably get one more call in today. 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. You know, I don't... we're not going to have time to talk about it, but all those subjects you brought up with Dr. Feynman, I don't quite understand right now why all these other issues aren't being put on hold. Because we've got bigger... Well, we've got bigger fish to fry in this country right now. I was reading a report yesterday where they're not sure about the booster shot now. Well, Friday we'll know, because the CDC is going to do their final report. Right. But now many doctors are saying we don't think that it's a good idea to get a booster shot, that the effects have not waned yet.
I think most doctors that are legitimate doctors are saying... do what Fauci says, or do what the CDC says. So you wait. And
we'll find out Friday.
What they say, yeah.
We'll find out Friday, and I don't know. And I think there's also this worry right now that they want to get everybody vaccinated. So instead of taking a third dose and giving it to a boosted person, they want to make sure they have enough to give to the people who want to get their first dose.
It sounds to me like they have plenty of dosages, and to do both, but I'm due for, if it's 8 months, I'm going to be available to get one, I think, at the end of October, and I'm going to get it as soon as I'm allowed to, but I really don't want to cut out the shots that they might need for the other countries, so I don't know. I'm not terribly worried about it.
Glenn Coble and Dr. Feynman coming up in
about
10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
In Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Yeah, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit now that you mentioned that." Why? "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a...
And he says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better action than you upstairs." He says, "I'll call you when I have a vacancy." I says, take your time, Lord.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue,